For a special session on the state budget is now underway in Tallahassee. The House and Senate are going to try to come together on a new spending plan if they can solve their differences over health care spending. As Rick Stone reports, tax cuts have risen to the top of the agenda, and that could be a problem for hospitals that care for the uninsured in Florida.
House and Senate were bitterly divided over health care when the regular session collapsed last month. The differences made it impossible to approve a state budget, which lawmakers will try to do over the next 20 days. Both chambers are under pressure to provide health insurance to low-income Floridians. Speaking for state business interests at a news conference, Dale Brill said there is no option.
We need the House and the Senate to come together and craft a plan for coverage that will ultimately relieve the pressure on businesses that are facing rising health care costs.
Those rising costs include what hospitals such as Jackson Memorial pay for charity care, costs that have been reimbursed by the federal government under a program that will be cut in half this year. Before the session imploded last month, the House offered $600 million in state money to shore up the federal support program. But Speaker Steve Crisafulli now says there's a better use for that money.
I can think of no better solutions to what families are facing in this state than reducing their taxes, lowering the cost of living, and investing in education and infrastructure.
Expanding Medicaid, as the Senate favors, would reduce the need for the hospital support funds because more poor people would be insured. But the House Republican majority still opposes it. The difference this time is both chambers have agreed to pass a budget, no matter what happens to Medicaid. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.